No. I will be in full control. I will be aware of my own self and my limitation, that this is bringing anger to me, but I don't need to be angry on this issue. So that's what will happen. But if I just pay that superficial service to it, to these riwayat and this tradition, oh mashallah, how good it is, and it's very good, then it will just remain with us for a little while and it vanishes. But if I am watchful of that each and every instant, you know, the way, for example, the tradition says, you know, you should think of the brother in the same fashion that you think of yourself. What is good for you, you should think of your brother at that instant. You know, there will be a time that you will be having good time, but at the same time, you will be remembering your brother. How blissful is that? How appealing is that? The feeling that one would have. So therefore, to move, to grow in the teachings of Ahlul Bayt requires that contemplation, requires that intellectualization. And alhamdulillah, we've been blessed with that. And the event of Karbala really helps us. It brings us close, you know, on that emotional level, on that sentimental level. I know the energy in this month is quite high, and the possibility of friction and ikhtilafat takes place. But still, at the same time, we got to keep that bigger picture in mind. You know, sometimes a mistake happens when, you know, you ask a brother something on the food mat, he doesn't pass you, or he doesn't bring you the tabarruk, or he says something. The energies, the emotions are quite high, and it's easier for that spark, you know, for that ikhtilaf to take place. But we got to keep that in mind, that this is all and all, you know, to increase our brotherhood, to increase our love, to increase our iman. And then we have to move forward. And when we are discussing about the incidents that unfolded in relation to Karbala, we do find one of the great personality, such as the personality of Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam, who was loved by the enemies as well, who was considered to be one of the closest in terms of his resemblance in his logic and in his appearance. And when a person loves someone so much, he becomes like that person, really. So the resemblance was not just that physiological resemblance, but at the same time there was spiritual attachment and resemblance of Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam to the Prophet. And as we said, that one have to really pay attention to the method Imam Hussein have utilized in the plain of Karbala, like the azan was called by Ali Hazrat Ali Akbar, which we said as he resembled the Prophet, his speech, his eloquency, his style. So the azan, which is calling people towards khairul amal, calling people towards falah, towards success, is been given by someone who is like the Prophet. And then that hour also comes when Hazrat Ali Akbar inquires or asks permission to go to the battlefield, go to the battleground. Imam Hussein granted the permission. And when the permission was granted, and Hazrat Ali Akbar was prepared by Imam Hussein himself, and as he goes towards the battleground, he noticed that someone is running behind him. And he says that as he looked behind, he saw Imam Hussein running behind the horse of Hazrat Ali Akbar. An old man, and it's not easy for this father to let his son go towards death. When Hazrat Ali Akbar inquires that, oh father, you granted me the permission to go, then the father says that, oh Ali Akbar, I am a father as well. I am an imam, but although I am a father as well. There's the element of love between father and son, particularly when that father gets old. As they say that it is, the person is very lucky if the funeral is carried out by his son. But here is an old father letting his son go towards death. And as the love of the father and son was so, that Imam Hussein was completely engrossed and focused in the battle, how Ali Akbar alayhi salam was doing and watching. And the faces of Zainab and Rabab and the ladies of Bani Hashim were gazed towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in a state of release, they were happy. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam was in pain and the color of his face changes, they were worried and they inquired that, what is up to you right now? What's happening in the battleground? He says that there was a champion who have come and he's in front of Akbar. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he returns, and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he defeats him. I mean, we are talking about 30,000 army against a bunch of 72 companions of Abdullah Hussein salam. So it wasn't a simple battle. It was very difficult with that thirst, with that hunger. And while looking at their loved ones being slain in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Hazrat Ali Akbar defeated this person and returns back to the Qiyam. And as he returns back to the Qiyam, he says, "Oh Father, the thirst is really killing me. Is it really possible to have a bit of water so that I could show how my grandfather Ali fought?" And here Imam Hussein says, "Oh Akbar, why don't you place your tongue in my mouth?" And as soon as Ali Akbar puts that tongue in the mouth of his father, he pulls it back with force and he says, "Oh Father, you are more thirstier than..." And here once again the father parts farewell and asks Rabab and Umm Kulsum and Zainab and the ladies of Bani Hashim that, "Do not do dua no longer. Let Akbar go to his final destination. Let Akbar's thirst be quenched by the water of Kausar, by the fountain of Kausar." And here Hazrat Ali Akbar once again gallops towards the battleground and attacks and cuts open through the army of Yazid. And as he was fighting, he entered quite deep, and they say there was a spear pointed at the chest of Hazrat Ali Akbar, which made him lose his control. And he throws his hand in the neck of the horse. And the rein of the horse was taken by a person inside the forces. And they surrounded Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam. There's a term that is used. The body of Hazrat Qasim alayhi salam was galloped over the horses and was mutilated. But for Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam, they say that as long as he was still on the horse, they mutilated the body of Asghar. They attacked the back of Asghar, Irban Irba, as they say. They attacked all together. They were saying that, "As your Ali, and this is in return to that Ali who have fought in Badr and Hunayn." And when Hazrat Ali Akbar falls onto the ground, he gives his salutation. The Ravi reports, and this report that the Ravi have done is the depiction that he has given comes in very few times. One is when he goes to Abul Fazl Abbas, that it was like an eagle, like a prey, like an eagle goes towards its prey, like a falcon goes to its prey. Very swiftly, Imam Hussein alayhi salam moved towards the battlefield. And as he moved towards, they started running, they started going in all direction. And they say Imam Hussein threw himself from the mount onto the ground. And he couldn't see Ali Akbar alayhi salam because of that dust that was there. And at the same time he was saying that, "I cannot see, O Ali Akbar, because of the news of your martyrdom is so grave that everything have become dark for me. O Ali Akbar, call me where you are." As he was hearing the call of Ali Akbar alayhi salam, he moved in that direction. And finally, when that dust sits, you see a father on top of the body of a son. As he places the son in his lap, and Hazrat Ali Akbar embraces Imam Hussein with just one hand. Imam Hussein says that, "Why don't you embrace me with both the hands?" But he is hiding something. It is that spear which have got stuck in the chest of Akbar. And he doesn't want his father to know, because that will give him more pain. And here Imam Hussein once again forces Ali Akbar alayhi salam, moves the hand, and as soon as he sees the spear, says, "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un." And when he pulls that spear out, the blood of Akbar from the chest onto the beard of Hussein, and he says, "This is how, with this blood soaked in blood of my loved ones, I will meet Rasulullah." And as he was engaged in this conversation with Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam, the Ravi reports that the enemy surrounded father and son, and they were clapping and they were whistling and they were laughing onto the musibat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam were pushing them back and coming back to Ali Akbar once again to speak to him. And finally that hour occurs where Hazrat Ali Akbar's spirits leave this world. However, still so much affected by the loss of the son, here a lady is seen coming out of the tents. And it was no one but Zainab. She comes out, but she hasn't attended to the bodies of Onan and Muhammad. But now she's coming out to give condolences, to give fursa, to give tasliyat to the brother. He places the hand on the shoulder of Hussein, and she says, "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raja'un." May Allah accept the shahada. Allah la'natullah ala qawm al-zalimeen. سَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ زَلُوا أَيِّ مُنْقَلِبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ بِاسْمِكَ الْعَزِيمَ الْعَزَمِ الْعَجَلِ الْأَكْرَمِ بِأَدَدِ مَا أَحَاتَ بِهِ الْمُكْرِ بِمَوْلَانَا أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ يَا اللَّهُ 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 يَا رَحْمَنُ يَا رَحِيمُ يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا عَلَى دِينِكَ يا قاضي الحاجات يا كافي المهمات إنك على كل شيء قدير يا الله بحق محمد وآل محمد accept this little ibadat of ours and give us the best in return in this dunya and the hereafter. يا الله بحق محمد وآل محمد forgive all of our sins, the sins of our marhumin. Ya Allah, bihaqq Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, mahshur our marhumin with Ahl Bayt alayhim salam. Ya Allah, bihaqq Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, protect the life, honor, dignity of Shiayan, of Amir al-Mumineen, of lovers of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, no matter where they live in this world. Ya Allah, bihaqq Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, uproot the enemies of Ahl Bayt, uproot the enemies of Islam if they have no potential guidance in their heart. Ya Allah, bihaqq Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, protect all of our maraj-e-izam, particularly Ayatollah Sistani and Ayatollah Khamenei. Ya Allah, bihaqq Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, protect the religious